This is a Collider.com audio interview.
How are you doing today, sir?
Very well. How's Jonah?
Jonah was excellent. He's very thin and in a good mood.
No, I saw him. I recently saw him a couple, I guess it was last week. I'm very excited to see his film.
It's very good. Your film is also very good.
Thank you.
Jumping into, let me just jump into the TIFF thing.
Sure.
You were here for The Town.
Yeah.
And you're here for, this is a more obviously personal film, very, you know, producing, starring. Talk a little bit about the TIFF experience for you and what TIFF, you know, just being here.
Well, it's it actually goes back much further than that. We were here 10 years ago, a relatively significant time in everybody's lives, with Jen's first film, Kissing Jessica Stein. And the film was received incredibly well here. In fact, had Fox Searchlight picked it up, I don't think out of TIFF, but we kind of were brought by Fox Searchlight here. So we had an incredible experience up until it turned weird. And just the not only the people of Toronto, but especially the people that work on the festival are so gracious and welcoming and supportive of not just our film, but of film, whether it's, you know, action or genre, you know, horror or whatever. Like, there's it's truly a sort of welcoming all comers environment, and there's no snark, there's no kind of too cool for school attitude. It's a little bit like there's something for everyone here, and go find it. And it's a perfect city for it. It's incredibly easy to get around. You know, it's safe, it's clean, it's all that great stuff. You know, it's you don't feel like you're jam packed on top of everybody where you can't move. And so we had a significantly different experience last year with The Town, where Warner Brothers and this whole sort of studio machine that's kind of an incredible thing to behold, and then we're back here with our film, and it's equally as welcomed. So it's a nice thing to kind of see that whole gamut of experience be tied together with the fact that TIFF and in particular in Toronto in general are so welcoming.
I actually have come around to thinking that this is my favorite festival.
It's pretty great.
It's just fantastic. Talk a little bit about being a producer, star, significantly involved in this project. Can you talk a little bit about getting it off the ground? And was it tough for you guys, or did it happen real easy?
Well, it was tough. Part of it was a little bit self-imposed because we wanted to make this movie kind of this year. Normally you go like, well, we'll make it when we get the money, and then we'll get the thing, and then we'll cast it, and we'll see how long that takes, and then we'll make it. But we were like, we're going to make it this chunk of time, because of my schedule and the schedules of other people, we wanted to be in it, and so we kind of did it a little bit ass backwards, where like, we're going to do it in this period of time now. What do we need? Well, we need money, we need people, we need cameras, we need, okay, so we have 20 minutes to get all that together. So we set ourselves up to fail miserably, but due to Jen's incredible hard work and diligence and effort and talent and charm, we were able to kind of call in favors and pull in, basically move mountains and do the impossible to kind of get this done. And we did, and we shot it in 24 days, and we shot it in one of the worst winters that New York has seen in 30 some odd years, with snow every couple weeks, and, you know, we're digging out grip trucks, and, you know, the lenses have frozen over, and we're like, okay, well, let's get a hairdryer on the lens, and then we'll dig out the truck while we're defrosting the lens, and then we'll be fine, and hopefully the trains will be running by then, and then we can get PAs and people up here. So it was a challenge. It was a tremendous challenge, but it was exciting in that way that independent film is or can be, which is kind of like, well, no one else is going to do it, so we got to do it. And that was kind of my capacity. Obviously, Jen had her plate very full with directing, starring, and producing and writing the film. So my job was kind of to take as much off of her, out of her backpack, so she could stand up straight and shoulder the load a little bit. And hopefully I did.
I'm not sure. Has the film, you guys don't have it hasn't been sold yet. You
no.
guys are looking for a sale up
right,
there.
Right, no, we're looking for distribution, and hopefully we will find that and get it in front of a paying audience.
I would imagine this is not going to be a problem. I saw your movie yesterday, and it's great.
Thank you.
With the cast, I do not foresee a very long wait for a buy. Was this one of these things where last night people were circling, the Hawks were around, or is it still too early to tell?
Well, a lot of that stuff happens. Those Hawks circle at a relatively high altitude, and I don't generally participate in a lot of those discussions. So hopefully, yes. Hopefully that we had several Hawks that wanted to get in the Hawk fight, to continue your analogy. But I honestly don't know. I mean, we had a lot of positive feedback. I thought the screening went very well. We were standing in the back sort of hiding, but it was well received, and people laughed in the right places and cried in the right places. The movie is a very kind of real exploration of relationships and what happens. And ideally, what we wanted to make was a movie that was kind of funny and also heartbreaking. And I think we did that. So hopefully it will find a distributor and an audience and all that good stuff.
I'm very confident.
Well,
moving on to something that I've really enjoyed about your work in the last few years is all the comedies. I've really been a fan of you making me laugh. Can you sort of talk about, is that something, are you thinking about maybe pursuing more comedies, or is it sort of been like, you know, a little bit here and there?
I've just been really lucky in the last few years to be asked to be a part of some really funny things, whether it's Saturday Night Live or 30 Rock or Bridesmaids or what have you, Funny or Die stuff, just fun stuff. But you know, a lot of my friends and I are goofballs, and we like to goof around and have fun. Adam Scott being one of them. I think a lot of people are now realizing just how funny Adam is and can be, given his work now on Party Down and Parks and Rec and stuff. But also in our film, you know, he's a tremendously effective dramatic force. And we happen to see a film that he did that very few people saw, but it was a really wonderful film called The Vicious Kind. That he is just incredible in, and not funny at all. Like, it is it's a heartbreaking performance, we actually made all of our people watch that, saying like, this guy can do it. If you think he's just this guy, you're wrong. So I think I'm lucky. I get to stand next to funny people. I'm happy that that's the case, and if that's a conscious choice, I don't know. Hopefully I'll get to do interesting projects, and some of them might be funny and some of them might not be.
I'm running out of time with you, so my last little question. First, I do think that Adam hits a huge home run with his performance in this film, and I think that people are definitely going to take notice of him. I definitely have to ask you, the end of Mad Men is in the horizon. It's there. Is it sort of mixed feelings that the horizon is, you can see it, or are you sort of like, we've had an amazing run, I'd rather go out on top?
Well, I think, you know, it's long enough away that we may not go out on top. I remain confident. But I think it's nice when things end. I think that's what stories do, is they end. And it's hard to write endings, and it's hard to come to the end of things, but I think it's, when it's done right, it's a very satisfying way to appreciate something. And I'm a big fan of a lot of British television shows, and the way they make TV shows, they do very few of them, and they have an end, and that's a nice thing. So it's mixed feelings. I'm excited that it's there. I'm excited that it's far enough off to where I don't have to sweat it just yet. But I'm also it will be interesting to not have that in my life, because it's been such a big part of it for so long. So talk to me in 2 years.
I understand. Real quick, do you know what you're doing next?
Going back to work on Mad Men. We just started a month ago on season 5. So 6:15 Monday morning, I will be back on set.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time today.
Absolutely, man.
You know, and I really was sincere about the whole more comedies.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate it.